Last week's terrorist attacks brought attention to a particular neighborhood in Paris, a place where all three of the killers were brought up and met and became radical. It is located not in the suburbs where high-rise cement block housing projects ring the city, but among the regular districts of Paris. The attackers came together in the 19th arrondissement, or district. We ask Miriam Benrod, a French scholar of foreign fighters, how a neighborhood historically known for its picturesque parks and artistic community became a breeding ground for some of Europe's most militant jihadists.
So the 19th arrondissement, the district of Paris, it's always been very popular. It used to be a popular place in the 19th century. It was a place of artists, creativity, and it became a very mixed neighborhood following decolonization and the arrival of immigrants from North Africa, and as well as immigrants from Africa more generally.
Which would have been approximately the 1960s.
Exactly. But the characteristic of these neighborhoods as compared with the Parisian suburbs is that it's been a population of immigrants for some time, but they're working.
Is there a group of radicals who are loosely tied together by youth or knowing each other as young people being radicalized? Or is there actually some sort of gang? Is it more coherent in the 19th district?
There's clearly a gang pattern. These young people have known each other since school. They were faced with the same difficulties in life, a situation of failure at school, no job, a sense of marginality because of their foreign background. They had the feeling that they were not part of French society. They were hanging out in the park, doing nothing with their lives, and this is how they were indoctrinated and drawn to the mosque and then to radical ideas which motivated them.
Although it is interesting when you hear about the backgrounds of these main attackers, Amadi Coulibaly and the Kouachi brothers, they don't seem to really have a very intellectual grasp of the religion that they claimed.
No, they have very little knowledge of Arabic. This goes for the Kouachi brothers, who are children of Algerian immigrants, and in general, these people, they don't speak Arabic. As regards Coulibaly, this is the same thing, and this is why they are actually easily attracted by mentors who will deliver knowledge of Islam and the Quran in French, because they don't have the ability to read the text in Arabic, and in any case to basically follow a moderate path. They're actually very easy targets for radical movements.
I mean, an interesting detail is that one of the leaders that radicalized them himself was not so educated himself, but he managed to convince them because they knew even less.
The first mentor of the group was the same age. He was also of Algerian background. He was a janitor. He had a very particular style, mixing rock and roll charisma with, you know, wearing the kefir and having a long hair. And he very quickly told the guys that they didn't basically need to go to the mosque anymore, that they could come to his place, that he would himself deliver the knowledge of Islam and the Quran. He was very instrumental in the radicalization of Kouachi and others as of basically 2004, 2005.
Is there any remedy then, looking at this in the near term, that can be done to stop this radicalization?
It's a very tough question. My belief is that the radicalization, Islamist in particular, builds on a more systemic issue, which has to do with social conditions, the economic crisis, and the absence of prospects for French youth. But I think this is a more profound issue that France will have to confront at some point.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Miriam Benrod's book, Iraq, The Revenge of History, is set to be released next month in France.